Welcome to the PGA Tour edition of the Sportsline DFS podcast. Getting ready for the Fort Worth Invitational. Mike McClure, you like this tournament?
Yeah, it is a good tournament. I'm a little surprised. I was just looking at it and thinking, like, how does this tournament not have a sponsor? It's this Fort Worth Invitational. It used to be the Dean and DeLuca, but they have not renewed. But it's a really strong field. We've got 12 of the top 30 golfers in the world and some other big names that just aren't in the top 30. So, very tough field. And another, it's the final leg of the Texas swing. So, we're going to talk about Jordan Spieth a lot.
He is the favorite at the Colonial Country Club. Before we get to the favorites, though, tell me about this course and what we're looking for specifically here.
So a couple things we're going to be looking for is we're going to be looking for strokes gained on the approach, and we're going to look at course history quite a bit, too. This is an event where they've played several times, and we talk about Jordan Spieth, who has some pretty ridiculous course history here. But really, key takeaways are you've got to hit the fairways, and driving distance is completely irrelevant at this course. Even on the par fives, there are only two of them on this course. So, I want to say driving accuracy, but it's really, as far as metrics go, it's strokes gained on the approach.
So Spieth is by far and away the favorite at 9-1. Four other golfers, at least 20-1 or better, though. John Rahm at 14-1, Justin Rose 18-1, Webb Simpson 18-1, and Ricky Fowler 20-1. Now, looking at the DraftKings pricing, like, he's $700 more than anyone else Spieth is. That doesn't feel like enough based on how big of a favorite Vegas is making him.
Yeah, no, he's, when you look at the course history, you'll kind of see why. So he's played here five times. He's 5-for-5 on cuts made. His worst finish was 14th in 2014. Since then, he's finished no worse than second at this event.
Wow. So is it a fool's errand to try to fade him at this course?
I think you got to play, if you're trying to play two lineups this week, you'll probably have one Spieth lineup and one without him. But he's certainly going to be the guy that you're going to reach for if you're paying for anyone in the top five, really top seven for me in terms of price on DraftKings. Spieth is certainly the guy that you're going to want this week. I prefer him over John Rahm, Justin Rose, Ricky Fowler, Webb Simpson for sure.
So with that said, if you play Spieth at 11-7, you're obviously going to need value plays. Are you looking to play him, and do you like the values, or are we going to go with a more balanced approach today?
I'm going to personally go with a more balanced approach again. I get that Spieth is such a large favorite. He's had a lot of success here. But I think that you're probably better off fading him just at that ownership level. They're still playing golf in this event. That doesn't mean I'm not going to have Jordan Spieth tournament lineups, because I certainly will, where I can take a shot. So the reason why he's going to be so popular here also is you can get away with taking a few more risks in this event because it's an invitational. There are only 121 spots in this tournament instead of the normal around 150, 155-ish. So it's going to make making the cut a little bit easier at this event. So I think for this lineup, I think we should probably start with Jordan Spieth and try to find some value.
Well, let's talk about the values then. Is there anyone under 7,500 you feel comfortable playing in this tournament?
The first guy is right at 7,500, and that's going to be Danny Lee. Danny Lee, this event does set up nicely for him. Driving distance doesn't matter. He's really, he played very well at the Players' Championship, T7. He was cut at Wells Fargo, but before that, he made some cuts. Finally, that top seven. He has played very well in this event in the past. In his four starts, he's finished no worse than 38th. He finished sixth last year and 10th in 2015. Danny Lee is someone I think is going to be a really nice bet to also get the benefit of, the shorter field should make it easier for him to make the cut.
Nice. Now, of course, starting with Spieth and Lee, you still only have 7,700 remaining per golfer. So we're not done with value plays yet. Who's your second favorite value on this slate?
Next, it's going to be between a couple guys. I like Charlie Hoffman a lot. He's up to 7,900, which doesn't exactly help us get that total down. But Charlie Hoffman is someone who's always played well at the Texas events. Again, another guy that really his skill set matches this course pretty well. You know, and once again, the risk, you know, on taking someone like Hoffman is reduced significantly when you have this invitational style with fewer players in the field.
And then who, okay, we can play him, but like I said, that puts us at 76-33 per golfer. I kind of feel like you're going to have to play someone we're not comfortable with if you want to play Jordan Spieth this week.
Yes, no, you're certainly going to have to make a punt. And you know, at this event, I think that, you know, you kind of have your pick of any of the golfers between 6,600 and 7,000. You know, there's a ton of them there. I think that the guy that I prefer most is Satoshi Kodera. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. Japanese golfer, 6,900 on DraftKings. I think that he's someone that's really going to benefit from the shorter field. And I think that he has the skill set to get it done. He just kind of really hasn't done it over here on the PGA Tour yet. But I do think that he's someone at 6,900 that this is an event that I think that he could really kind of break out in.
And if he makes a run, I can't imagine his ownership's going to be very high. So that gives us Spieth, Lee, Hoffman, and Kodera to start off. $8,000 per golfer for our last two spots. Who do you like in that $8,000 range?
So I like Kevin Kisner a lot. He's the defending event winner. He's someone that I think, you know, he's probably going to be popular because of that. But at 8,100, he is simply too cheap. He should be about $88,000 to $9,000 in this field, in this event. So I think that Kevin Kisner is someone you want to put in here.
And that leaves us with 7,900. You could play Steve Stricker. You could play Kevin Na. You could play Harmon, Hostler, Piercy, Knox. Any of those guys? Ryan Palmer, maybe?
Palmer's great. I like Bo Hostler the most here. This is an event that really sets up nicely for him. I think that this, you know, this field, once again, I keep saying it there, but Bo Hostler, I think, is the guy that I like in the spot.
So the Sportsline DFS show lineup, Jordan Spieth, Danny Lee, Hoffman, Kodera, Kisner, and Hostler. Of course, that may not be Mike's official lineup. For that, you should go to sportsline.com. If you don't have a membership yet, that's okay. Just use the promo code DFSPodcast. You can get 1 month for just $1. Not only do you get golf lineups, but you also get Mike's MLB lineups. You get great gambling advice. Again, that's sportsline.com with the promo code DFSPodcast. And we'll be back just a little bit later today with MLB coverage.